And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick Lamoose-Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Monday, 2nd of February. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sports live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thoughts-provoking ideas, strong conviction tips and short-term trading activities. As we always say here, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's turn our attention. Co-hosting with me today is normal Monday slot, Richard Hunter, Head of Equities at Hargreaves Lansdown. Very good morning to you, Richard.
Morning, mate.
Your football team did well this weekend?
Yeah, five of the best. Could have been a couple more as well. It's one goal wrongly disallowed.
Did somebody tell me the Aston Villa goalkeeper was the man of the match?
He certainly had his. He certainly had plenty to do.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not sure I would make man of the match quite, but
I'm sure somebody said he was the man of the match. So.
Yeah. No, it was a good performance, and I certainly can't complain.
Right. In terms of the markets, a good performance last week overall. In terms of what's been happening and going on, and
markets trying to be resilient. There's quite a few hurdles in the way at the moment. The Dow Jones actually finished down 3.6% for the month of January. Now that we're amazingly already into February. Not helped by a bit of a dip on Friday. There was a weak GDP number. And there's also, I think, some increasing concern that with US having exposure to dealing as trading partners with Europe, clearly the situation there isn't clear. And although it had an initial spike during Friday, there was a subsequent weakness in the oil price as time went on. Moving on to the Asian markets over the weekend, China then had a fairly weak PMI number, which came in at 49.7, which implies contraction rather than expansion. Although, strangely, the FTSE 100, certainly in early trade this morning, was holding up okay. So, on the one hand, corporate earnings have been pretty strong, but as we've been seeing from US companies, they've been a bit more cautious in their outlook for the next quarter. Yeah. Mainly based on the strength of the dollar, which of course is hurting their earnings when they're repatriating them.
Right. Well, there was a couple of sort of bullet points I picked up over the weekend press. The Baltic Dry Index, the shipping costs, 28-year low on Friday. And obviously some people are saying that that's got very bearish connotations. That's worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a worrying sign. And it's obviously that was one of the indices that investors were looking at closely during the financial crisis for exactly that reason. In terms of giving us some idea of the outlook. But of course, there is economic uncertainty at the moment, particularly in Asia, of course, which is often the source of large demand.
Right. And finally on that, Mr. Odie, talking about once-in-a-century collapse, changing a cycle that lasts 9 months, a very bearish piece from, you know, a world-class fund manager. Does that worry you, or is this...
It's certainly been picked up. I mean, obviously, being a little bit more optimistic by nature, there are a couple of big ifs in his bear case. Needless to say, if he's right, and he has been right in the past, then that's something you very much need to take notice of. But as I say, they were a couple of big ifs which may not yet come to pass. If we're being underpinned by corporate earnings, as we've just mentioned, then of course there are geopolitical worries. But at the moment, and until there's a real nasty, a lot of that seems to be factored in.
Okay. Well, let's go to our first slide of the day, some broker upgrades and downgrades. Kingfisher next, Royal Dutch and BSkyB. You've picked these. Can you couple of bullet points on each of these, if possible?
Yep, Kingfisher was an interesting one. We obviously had with the fallout from the Swissie National Bank decision a couple of weeks back. I think we mentioned that nearly half of Polish mortgages were denominated in Swiss banks.
Right.
Kingfisher's got a presence in Poland, so obviously that could have an impact on consumer spending. And talking of consumer spending, it's also got a fairly big exposure also to France, as you've mentioned on the show before. So those two things, I suspect, are what's particularly overhanging that one at the moment.
Okay. Next, I've underperformed. I've never known anybody make any money on Next trading the bear.
Well, that's right. And the other thing that Next are famous for, of course, is managing expectations. They always come out with a bearish outlook. They always really play expectations down and then they go and smash them. I mean, the Next online directory, for as long as I can remember, has been on a fairly stellar run. And of the high street retailers, they have what seems to be that perfect mix of bricks and clicks. Yep. They've got the store presence. They've also got the internet presence. So, yeah, that is one that's swimming against the crowd.
Right. Now, Royal Dutch, Morgan Stanley, and Equal Weight, you've always enjoyed basically holding as a portfolio, buy and hold these world-class companies. And again, I read over the weekend, RDSA, 8% all dividends paid by British quoted companies, 8%. And apparently that would be near 11 had Vodafone not paid the special dividend. So,
yeah, I mean, if you look at the market capitalisation, probably the top five stocks in the FTSE 100 account for about 25% of the entire market value. And top of those five, by quite a comfortable margin, is Shell. And I think even though there's a slight downgrade on that particular stock there, and that's not surprising given where we are with the oil price,
yep.
There was a big sigh of relief when Shell's chief exec said last week, during their numbers, that not only were they looking to maintain the dividend, it's something of their pride and heritage that they're able to do so, and it's going to be the last thing to go. Interestingly, it may or may not put a bit of pressure on BP when we hear from them later in the week, but there was nonetheless a positive to be taken out of Shell last week, and that whopping yield as well.
And finally, BSkyB, they report this week. I saw a headline in one of the Sunday papers all about, you know, fantastic set of numbers in terms of number of viewers signing up. Can people live without BSkyB anymore?
I wouldn't have thought so. And the fact that they've recently upped or taken over their stakes in Germany and Italy, they're banking on the US model coming here, which is basically it is entrenched in their culture that people pay.
Yeah.
And pay TV is the way to go, quite apart from which the consolidation in the sector as a whole continues apace. There's still, it would seem on a daily basis, more potential tie-ups being mentioned. If there is one fly in the ointment, as we saw with BT's numbers on Friday, I think a couple of investors are a little bit worried about how much either of those or both of them is going to have to pay for the Premier League rights,
yeah,
which are currently being negotiated behind closed doors.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.